on a porcupine I've been working, getting a lot of information on them. What I'd like to do ultimately is get like a flow chart of all the 8 districts and those communities.
Yes.
And then get a list of the current officers and then talk with those people. Find out which ones, maybe dropped out because they weren't getting anything done anyway, and which ones have information that would be useful at some time. And the problem is when we go to the BIA,
yeah,
and they won't give us any of that stuff, of course.
They have programs they could provide from BIAs to development programs. But one thing, like, they don't want us to get ahead. That's one problem. If they send anything, appropriation from Washington, it might go far as Aberdeen, BIA. And from there, part of it come in here, but this is where they spend it. It's not go to the grassroots peoples. And the grassroots peoples that mostly live out in the districts, like their homes, and that's where they want to make their living. And I want to have a program there to something to start with. But always try, they don't want them to get ahead. This is where they cut them off. And that's the reason why these people sort of stay poor in their education. Even their young ones, they finish their 8th grade out in the districts. They can't go up to upper grade because they don't have enough clothes. And they might get the welfare, so some kind of patch, but won't be enough to cover all that. They need a lot of other things, you know, take care of it. So this bilingual program before that, 1964, in White Clay District, we talk about it and find out about this demonstration school that happened in Rough Rock, Arizona. And several of us, about 9 of us in that district, we work on it. And some of these committees did fly to Arizona and visit this demonstration school. And they come back, and then we have several meetings and we try to establish this demonstration school in Lone Man Day School, White Clay District. But there's some outside tribe, they misinterpret. They're going to relinquish their rights now from the tribe, so they're going to go in the state. So people they don't understand, so they against them. So then we try, same program we tried, we call it local control, and we lost about 2 votes on it. Now that same thing happened. What we plan is the peoples that low education, and some they have all kinds of artworks, artistics. They could do beadworks and braids. They could do a lot of the other things, like they could make a living on it. And they could practice that. Besides, same time they could learn their culture and the histories and English and read and write. Well, that's for the older adults. And then the younger ones, we're going to establish it Lakota language classes. And we start that, but we lost that out. And then this bilingual program, we start that again, 1968, around there.
Who started that?
Gerald Wansfeather, Amos Van Hartlou, and Calvin Duncanlou, and Melvin Blacksmith. And we talk about it, and the people's they're interested in, and then they adopt that. So we're going to have that now. We started 1 year. And this program, bilingual program.
So 68.
Yeah, 68 we start that. But the effect on, 71 I believe it was. 1971 effect. And then we worked 1 year.
Does this mean that, did this cover also like the BIA schools? Were they teaching Lakota in the BIA schools for?
No, that's just the Lone Man Day School to try out.
Oh.
And the rest of the district, if they see if they're interested in, they could start that too in their districts. And this is number one program. Like Mexican, they have their bilingual programs,
right,
and others, and other different tribes. But our bilingual program is number one program, and that we're doing. We got everything, you know, lined up, and we have about 8 teachers and instructors to get the teachers courses. And we have, every year, we're going to add 2 or 3 teachers and instructors to get their training, to be qualified. They got to have high school or either GED. And then we start that. And then BIA, we know BIA will try to take over that. Because BIA never provide anything kind of program like that. Now we start this our own. We just want to show them what we could do. So now we start 1 year, and this program is doing real good. BI is somewhere, I don't think it's a conspiracy. I mean, tribal took away from us.
What year was that?
A year ago, August 25th, we lost out.
How did that process of losing out take place? Did the tribal council vote on it, or?
Tribal council vote on it, and a tribal council.
Senator Wilson.
Yeah, all the programs has to be under tribal. So that's how come they went under this tribe. And then we try to get it back, and the BIA try to take over. So that put, and then BIA is hired unqualified person to operate that. And that way, people, they still can't get ahead. He's gonna have a kind of excuse that people still can't get ahead. You know, that's, but 1 year we're doing real good. But
who were you funded by?
We're funded from, I won't know. We got it from OEO, and then through there, I don't know, I don't go that far. But this program, we know this is going to happen. And then there.
When Wilson took it over, did it just based when they voted to take it over by the tribe, did it just fall apart then at that point?
Yeah, with their funding come in, but he took over and he wants to hire his own peoples.
His relatives?
His relatives, I suppose. His friends that want his foreign.
So the funding switched from OEO to the BIA?
Yeah, BIA went in. And then they hire linguistics and teachers, instructors that are qualified. So that everything changed, and I don't know what happened to him now.
So did the funding from OEO stop, and then the BIA started picked up the same budget?
Yeah, I think that went into BIA, and BIA is then one that providing everything in there.
In other words, Wilson, when it got switched to BIA, Wilson didn't, what the obvious thing that should have happened is those people that were running it before should have continued, but he didn't like them.
Yeah, he don't like them. We're way ahead of the teachers and the BIA teachers, and they were afraid. Within five, this is 5 years contract, so in 5 years we're gonna take over about 6 grades. In about 2 years we're gonna take over about all 8th grades. So this is going real going fast. So all the BIA teachers and the tribal council meet and then they try to stop us. But we still have, some of them have over year teachers college. I got about 88 more hours to go, and then they cut me off everything. So now, this is where I'm at now.
Were you ever a tribal councilman or a district chairman or?
No, I never think about anything like that, but I've been a ranger for about over a year.
Are you still a ranger now?
No. I work under OEO, and that OEO we can't improve. I get into federal. Mm-hmm. But there's no law back us. I stopped several violators, but really I can't do it.